Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 122, a general overall spiritual update on things. So how are you guys doing? It's been a while. I tell you, these are the times. Challenges. You know, whether it's just people emailing me, the thousands of comments I get from people I interact with on my TikTok. You know, people here emailing me from the podcast and, you know, and clients, coaching clients that email me or that I'm working with. I mean, the level of challenges people are facing is unprecedented. Which, of course, if you know me, then you know that my study is very much so on vibrational acceleration and how to maximize your potential, how to move as quickly through vibrational acceleration and breakthrough to the other side as you possibly can. I'm of the mind that you want to get this done as quickly as possible. So we're in the heightened stages of vibrational acceleration, the heightened stages of ascension. And whether you've been following my work for a number of years through one, you know, mode of social media platform or another, or podcast or what have you, whether you have spiritually awakened years ago or if you're brand new, and this sounds kind of woo-woo, it doesn't really matter. You know, the only thing that matters is that you begin to acquiesce and understand this so that you can leverage it as quickly as possible. Meaning, you don't want to really waste any time. You want to try to break through this as quickly as possible. And the first way you do that is by acknowledging that this is happening. It's happening. All anybody has to do is take their head, look up, you know, from your phone, look up, look around you and see the insane level of challenges that just about touch just about every single person you know in one way or another. Of course, the big differentiator is, you know, there are plenty of people that are sort of plugged into the hive mind who it does not appear to affect, but are also probably simultaneously not signed on for this. And so they will remain relatively unaffected until the very last minute. But that's another story for another time. In the meantime, for all the rest of us, you know, there's just going to be massive upheaval. And, you know, there's the global changes that have to take place as the planet shifts into more of a 5D reality. But more importantly, there's yours. You know, as some vibrational acceleration ramps up and pushes your emotional density to the surface, you know, you have to allow the body to process that. Simultaneously, you should be working on keeping your vibration as high as possible. Now, the two things seemingly contradict each other. But at the end of the day, they don't. They actually go hand in hand. And that's as you vibrate higher and under conditions of vibrational acceleration, your suppressed emotional density will naturally come to the surface. It'll just get pushed out. Your job is not to suppress it, but allow yourself to feel it and burn through it. And then, you know, after you've done that, after you allowed yourself to cry it out or sob it out or whatever it needs, rage it out even, after you've allowed yourself to do that, then, you know, you're going to refocus on your timeline, the ideal life or whatever it is that really brings you joy, that gets you fired up, that gets you excited, that really just puts you in a blissful state. And you visualize that timeline as if you're living it right now. You don't visualize how to get there. You don't visualize and feel how to get there or trying to solve problems or anything of the sort. No, what you do is you visualize and feel yourself there as if you're living it right now. You know, if you're living it right now, how would you feel? How would that feel to you? What would you be experiencing? What would you be touching? What would you be smelling? Who would you be talking to? Where would you be with this person or people? You know, what would your home look like? What would your living space look like? You know, what kind of car would you be driving? What would your garden look like? You know, where would you be spending time? How much time would you spend in nature? You know, immersing yourself within the forests and the trees, the mountains and the oceans and the rivers and the lakes, amongst the wildlife and absorbing that positive energy. What would you be doing? It doesn't really matter. Remember, everything is spirit. Everything is of God. There's no wrong answer to this. So you can stop judging yourself for wanting what you want and just allow yourself the freedom of wanting what you want. It's okay for you to want what you want. As long as it doesn't hurt another person or planet or animal unnecessarily. There's a difference between, you know, just the karmic ebb and flow of something like, you know, eating cow meat, for instance, versus going out of your way to harm an animal unnecessarily for your, you know, for your sport or pleasure. You know, and then, and we, you know, the conversation could definitely digress into, you know, hunting and hunters. And that's for each person karmically to feel within themselves. It's definitely not for me to judge. A lot of hunters are people that really love the planet and the earth. And they just like the sport of hunting, but they then don't, you know, just kill the animal and walk away. A true hunter is somebody that gives reverence to the animal, harvests it, you know, uses all the meat for themselves and perhaps gives some away or maybe sells it for a living, you know, becomes part a productive part of the economy by providing food and resources for other people, or, you know, provides their own food and resources, which gives them a karmic balance. It perhaps even gives them a positive karmic balance if they do it in a way of reverence, whereas there could be other people that take for granted all the food that they have who could be eating and consuming meat from some sort of a, you know, factory meat, tortured meat, and not really care, who could somehow inadvertently be creating negative karma because they're getting spiritual wake-up calls to start to eat higher vibrational foods and meats, but they refuse to do so. But this, you know, this creates judgment, and it's not really about judgment. It's about what you feel inside your body, what you feel in your heart, what you feel, what your intuition guides you. It's not for me to judge. That's for sure. It's not for anybody else to judge, because you know in your own heart, you know, what you're doing is of a high vibration or a low vibration by the way you feel when it's happening, because you can monitor how this feels in every single moment. Which also lends to the absolute importance. It lends to the absolute importance of clearing, doing the emotional clearing work, clearing out all the suppressed emotional density. Because once you do that, then your intuition becomes much stronger. You're less likely to hear, you know, the negative voices, because you've burned that all out of your system, and now you're getting ready to integrate with your higher self. And once that happens, wow, you know, your life takes on this whole other meaning of ease and bliss and grace. And some people ask me, well, how do you do that? Well, you do the work. You burn through your emotional density, and then you vibrate as high as you can. You visualize your timeline. You feel first love within yourself to yourself. You give yourself love, and then you project love towards other people. You project love towards the planet. So, and, you know, of course, then this can digress into another conversation or kind of wormhole, if you will, where there are a lot of people who will sort of martyrize themselves to their own detriment and lower their vibrational field, trying to help as many people as they can and be angry that everybody else isn't doing it too. And because they're living on underneath a should that they somehow, some way where they were indoctrinated with a should of I should do this, right? And then somebody who believes that will start to should on other people as well. So, you know, and then you can always tell when somebody's living by that because they're kind of angry and pessimistic and, you know, and they're very judgmental and projective and reactive. And it's because other people, they can't get other people to join them in their kind of martyrdom and probably misery. And so they get angry that other people won't sacrifice their own well-being to, you know, like they're doing, not realizing that the whole problem is within them because they're living under this burden, these chains of should. The only time you should help other people around you is when it feels right. You know, should you make an effort to help people? I believe so, but I wouldn't should on you. And I wouldn't want you to should on me. I think it's definitely good to help people, but if you make yourself available, Spirit will direct you who to help, when to help, and it'll always be mutually beneficial. You'll get something out of it too. Instead of feeling drained and depleted, you'll feel refueled and invigorated because you know you made a difference and there was an energy exchange. Now, should you always be looking for that energy exchange? No, but you should be following your, you know, if I was going to say should, I would say you should be following your intuition on who to help and when to help. And that way you won't martyrize yourself. That way you won't deplete yourself. You won't drain yourself, you know, and start to spread negative energy and start to become controlling and manipulative. So many people have been indoctrinated by should and then project that onto other people. They want other people to start to put on the same chains that they have and even shame them for not putting those chains on. You know, and that's not what we're doing here. We're breaking free of all the chains. So for some people, it's not going to work out because they're, you know, we're waking up. Our society's waking up. The world is waking up. We're waking up and we're breaking free of our chains. We're realizing our power. We're realizing our creative power, our manifesting power, our light, our brilliance. And we're going to move into a world where, you know, some people will have it ahead of the time, but of instantaneous manifestation. We're going to move into a world of perfect synchronicity and harmony. Not where you have to play a role, but where you just naturally play a role that's fulfilling to you. You know, and on the way there, probably, you know, we're going to, you know, there will be some of us that, you know, some of you will, you know, kind of surge ahead with your ability to create whatever you want and be able to build things and just like kind of point click reality, you know, but eventually you will fall into, you know, once you've integrated with your higher self, you'll fall into the perfect role of co-creative, grace and ease where in harmony, where you fulfill your divine role in the creation of the new world. You know, you'll be guided to that at some point. You know, if you're not guided to it yet, but you're able to create your reality, you're able to create what you want, then yeah, just do that for now and allow yourself to be guided to it later. Anyway, yeah, I'm aware this has been a very kind of a convoluted episode so far, but I haven't done an episode in, it's been months even. I just haven't felt called to do it. I've been doing mostly my TikTok. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen to this podcast, to be honest with you. I've felt sort of called to start some different ones. You know, what I do like about this is I'm not sure if you, the listener, are aware or not, but I can just record this on my phone. And so when I have to do the whole studio thing and all the editing and, you know, even if it makes it more attractive and nicer to listen to, I might not be doing it if I had to put forth all that effort. You know what I mean? Meaning the only reason I'm doing this right now is because it doesn't take a tremendous amount of energy. In the past, I did podcasts that just took, you know, so much time and energy to record record and edit and upload a single episode took an entire day. And now I could just take as the amount of time it takes to upload this is the length, you know, record and upload it is the length of the podcast itself plus 2 minutes. And that's it. So that's a lot more convenient. I mean, the problem is it just doesn't sound professional. But, you know, I've listened to it a couple times. And I mean, there's some episodes where, you know, you can kind of hear my voice making those little put things, you know, the little, I don't know what you call those, the beeps or clicks or whatever. And I was like, oh, shoot, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear that. So I do, you know, I do endeavor to do a better job. But, you know, anyway, the point of me saying all this is that I'm not sure if I'm going to continue this. You'll have to kind of stay tuned. but, you know, because I've been maybe called to do some other types of podcasts. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Suffice it to say, the energy is at an all-time high right now. So a lot of you may be facing a lot of challenges. A lot of us are at end game. We're ready to break through. We're ready to level up. And the one thing that may be missing is passing the tests, where you have to vibrate high no matter what core triggers come at you. If you want to level up, you'll have to pass those tests. And the other part of that is that don't think you're done just because you pass a big test. There could be two or three more coming along, you know, right after that. You may have to pass two or three tests in a given area, and you may have to pass two or three tests in multiple given areas. You might have to pass a total of 10 or whatever. The point is that you're not through, you're not done, you're not going to manifest that highest timeline until you are vibrating high, holding that space, visualizing and feeling it. And then once you've really reached that place of excitement and joy and knowing, you've got to be able to hold it when the tests come, when the pain body starts to strike out at you. You have to be able to hold that space. So if you're in the shit, I forgot, you can't really use that language here, but if you're deep in the doo-doo and your life isn't going the way you want at all, it's possible that you're in the vibrational meat grinder and you just have to hang on, do the best you can. Or if you're, you know, experiencing deep waves of grief, you know, then you're probably in a place where you're going to have to process and just allow yourself to cry it out for a few days or weeks or maybe even months. I don't want to be daunting, but you can't force that. You can allow it, but you can't just get done with it. It's only going to be done when you've actually cleared all the emotional density out of that. You just have to be careful, because there's a fine line between allowing it to come out and then sink tanking yourself. You know, and I've done that before. I'm so good at emotional integration that I've overdone it and sink tank my vibration and, you know, just kind of in this low density area when I didn't need to be. I'd already cleared it, but I was still down there. So there's a difference between clearing a level of emotional density to come surface and accidentally just kind of, you know, sink tanking your vibration in this space. So anyway, hopefully that helps. This is just kind of an overall update on things. A lot of you are really, you know, just hanging in there. Try to get to that place where you're able to start holding that vibration, you know, through the work. Loving yourself and just emanating love and being in bliss and joy for no reason, no matter what the outer physical reality looks like. You know, just pass those tests. As per always, if you're interested in setting up a one-off spiritual coaching session, you email me at go to my website, ChristopherPinkley.com, which should be in the link in the description of the episode. And if you're interested in, you know, the 3-month Quantum Age Entrepreneurs Coaching Program, which is a little bit, you know, that's a higher level, more expensive program for people that really want to break out with their business or their product or their app or startup or whatever, want to just blast through those blockages, fill out the work with Chris form at ChristopherPinkley.com, and we'll set up a consultation. Until next time, take good care and keep rocking.